It says, "Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word." How many raised say amen to that?
Amen.
"Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments." We're going to come back on that one. That's what we're going to focus on. "I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray." How many of y'all know folks that, you know, strayed off and fool around, get in trouble, and then they realize, hey, God's good, and they run back up in the church?
That would be me.
"Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me." How many of you know pastor, he talks about, you know, getting lied on and all. And
slander.
See, "But I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart." Their heart, the proud's heart, are as fat as grease. Y'all ever, I know you have, took grease and throwed it out to see how hard it gets.
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff is set up like concrete. "But I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver." Thousands of gold and silver. Let's go back to verse 66. "Teach me judgment, good judgment, and knowledge, for I have believed thy commands."
Yes.
You know, Ray was talking the difference between the Old and New Testament this morning. And I don't, you know, I'm not contrary in any of this, but, you know, he talked about the law of Moses. Well, the law of Moses, we went over this before, and the Ten Commandments are different. They're not saying, even though Moses was given the Ten, that's not the law of Moses. It was the commands of God. And we're going to look, before we go there, and I'm going to prove this to you in the New Testament.
All right.
Before we go there, let's look at Proverbs chapter 2. We're going to read it real quick. It says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments within thee, so shalt thou incline thy ear into my wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom," listen to this, "out of his mouth," who's that? The Lord Jesus Christ, "comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." But look back, he says, "If you'll hide my commandments within thee, I'll show you wisdom."
Yes.
So the commands of God, listen to me, I want you to hear this. The commands of God are equal to the wisdom of God. The commands of God are equal to the wisdom of God. Let's see what Jesus Christ himself had to say about this. Let's go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Verse 12. When everybody there say amen.
Amen.
Verse 12, he says, "Verily, verily," you know when he say "verily, verily," what he's saying? Perk up your ears and listen. "Verily, verily, listen to what I'm saying to you. He that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do, and also greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." The Holy Ghost showed me this week, we have so missed this.
Wow.
We have, the church, I think I'll come back to this.
Uh-huh.
Let's jump down.
Okay.
Verse 28. "You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said I go unto my Father, and my Father is greater than I." You know, this word here, greater, here is different from this word greater in 12. They're two different. I looked it up. I never understood this, but they're different in the Greek. They're two different words. One, they're spelled pretty similar, but one has an A on the end of it. The one in verse 12 has an A. It says, Now I have told you before, it come to pass, and when it comes to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of the world is coming, and has nothing in me. Now I want you to key in on 31. But that the world may know that I love the Father. What? That the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me, does that say commandment or commandments? One command. What? Mm-hmm. The Father give the Son one command, even so I do. What was this command that Jesus accomplished and fulfilled for us? It was, remember the command Jesus taught? He put the big ten and took them down to two. And the first one was, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Yeah.
That's what he fulfilled.
Yeah.
He fulfilled that command.
Wow.
Okay, go back to verse 12.
Okay.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, and we believe on him, right? The works that I shall do, what was the work that he did? He fulfilled that first commandment. He said, you'll do it, and greater works shall these he do, because I go to my Father.
Uh-huh.
What is the greater work? What is the greater work the Lord was talking about? The Bible says a servant is not above his master,
right?
You know, if you was take old drunk or something out here, and he was saying, or he'd hear, the Lord turned water into wine.
Uh-huh.
And then he'd hear that, I can do greater works than the Lord Jesus. He'd liable to pull out the pots and say, fill them up with Jack Beam or Jim Beam or Jack Daniels, how many know the Lord wouldn't do that for him, would he? No. But what is this greater works that we can do? It's in the second commandment. And let's see. If you read chapter 13, 14, let's see where he... let me back up. At the bottom, it goes on saying, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
15, this is verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you the comfort. But the second commandment is loving others.
Mm-hmm.
The loving others.
Yeah.
That's the commands of God.
Yeah.
If we love the Lord and love others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the commands of God.
That's
and that's how we walk in the greater works.
Uh-huh.
That's the greater works.
Right.
To love one another.
Yeah.
Because why? See this word here, greater,
uh-huh.
it's seven times in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
There's two different graders, but there's seven times in the Bible, and it always represents or is associated with glorifying God.
Yes.
Jesus, he glorified the Lord by being obedient unto death. And now we, his children, glorify him by what? Loving one another.
Yes.
Believing in him and loving one another.
Hallelujah.
That way we're doing the greater works.
Yes.
Amen. That's if you'll study that. 13 and 14, that's the greater works.
Yeah.
Yes.
Loving one another, guys. And but anyway, Thurston, what the Lord told you about just, let me go back real quick. The Lord showed me this morning and just kind of confirming, but in Habakkuk chapter 2 there, it talks about writing the vision, right? Yeah. Write the vision. And it talks about the vision coming to pass in the latter days, the latter times. Yeah. And what is that vision? The knowledge of the glory of the Lord. What the Lord tell you, enjoy his glory.
Yeah.
That's what's coming to pass here right now in these latter days. By the knowledge of him, we are enjoying his glory.
Ooh,
can you see that? Amen. This word too. I want to, can I still mean, can I explain one more thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Gifts of the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
You know, we misunderstood this. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That same word, greater, you know. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where it talks about the gifts of the Spirit, you know. It explains them all to them, you know, the nine different gifts. And then if you'll notice in that same chapter, with the gifts, he talks about the body. The body of Christ, you know, all the members, even though they're different, you know, they all have use, right?
Yes, yes.
But here at the end it says, 12 and 31, he says, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and I'll show you a more excellent way. Then he goes on talking about love, right?
Yeah.
But think about it. Now, he said everybody's, the members are equal one another, right? Or have use. There are, this word greatest, there are no greatest gifts of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they? I mean, somebody, well, a miracle might be better than a word of knowledge. No, it's not. All of them's equal. All of them has their part in the Spirit.
Yeah.
But a good interpretation for that would be, but covet earnestly.
Uh-huh.
Let's see how I say it. The gifts, so that it will glorify God.
Yeah.
That is a good interpretation. Covet earnestly the gifts that it will glorify God. Because
mm-hmm.
that's where all everything comes from. The Spirit of God, right?
Yeah.
You know, the Holy Spirit says, I hand them out as I will.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You don't get to choose. I mean, you know. He said, but covet them, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that God will be glorified.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But that's that word there. Come on, Miss Mary.
Praise God. You know, you always tell me the best gift is the one you need at that time. That's the best gift. Praise God. All of them are good. All of them are the best gift.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, as I go and take my seat in the heavenly places, Rich, I'll release a prayer over the students. And that's for a hundredfold hearing for them. Hundredfold hearing.
Father, we just thank you for this day, this time, this opportunity. We thank you for all that is here to hear the word of God. Father, open up our understanding the more. Help us to have the ear, a hearing ear for your word.
Yes.
Father, we thank you and praise you. We appreciate you right now. In
yes.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, when the students are ready, the teacher will appear. Praise God. And we know the Holy Spirit is our teacher this morning, the best teacher. Praise God. What I'm going to do with my time here, I'm just going to revisit 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. Let's revisit that today. It's very important that we constantly, from day to day, remind ourselves, I'm a glory carrier.
Yes.
I carry the glory of God. You know, circumstances, situations, and things can arise and have you to think, boy, I'm not feeling glory today. I don't have it today. Let me tell you the purpose of the church. The purpose of the church is not to have large buildings, this and that. The real true purpose of the church is that we become the image. We become just like Jesus. Hallelujah. And from that, everything else stems.
Yes, glory.
From that, everything else comes.
Yes.
That's the real purpose of the church. Is that we become more and more like him. And we're going to see in 2 Corinthians 3:18 how that is done. We looked at it last week. And I'm just going to read it to you to refresh you. It says, but we are with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, a changing to the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Okay, I want to read that in the Amplified. In the Amplified, saying, all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God,
yes.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Continue to behold him in the Word of God, how we're changing. God as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever increasing splendor and from the degree of glory to another degree of glory. For this come from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
Yes.
What the writer is saying here is that the Spirit of the Lord is doing that work in you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You know, we can change some things in the natural with willpower. We say, hey, I want to lose a few pounds or something like that. We get that willpower going and we can change. But this change or this transfiguration I'm talking about today, it's only a work of the Holy Spirit to get inside of us and get the depth that we need to bring about that change. It's very important that the church walk in this change, that will look so much like him. Paul looked so much like Jesus until the devil said, now, Paul I know and Jesus I know, they look just alike. You know, but who are you? You don't look like him. And he jumped on him and just tore those men apart, just stripped them apart. Because he was just saying that we need that, you know what Paul is saying here in the Word of God, that we need to make that change to look just like Jesus. And that was one of the things that they recognized in the book of Acts. They said, y'all still misuse them verbs and nouns and pronouns. Y'all are unlearned men. But one thing we can't deny, that you've been with Christ.
Hallelujah.
We can't deny that. Because you're doing the same things he did.
That's right.
Just like he's doing. So this is where the church is now. As we pray the prayer in Ephesians, first chapter, that prayer, here Paul is praying that we can recognize and know the glory that Jesus has invested in the church. He invested a lot of glory in us. He wants us to be filled with his glory. He wants us there. The Holy Spirit is working to get us there. We're going to have to work with the Holy Spirit. We're going to have to yield to the Holy Spirit. Even when you don't feel like, even when you don't see what you need to see. Come turn me off for a minute. This is just for this group. Jesus had things just for his group. When he went to the upper room, he had things just for his group.
So true. I thank the Lord for